Blog Talk Radio.
They be so mad that I be late, bitch. I'm always late. Now, y'all tell me about the Hennessy, and I don't know what's going on with that.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Live from San Francisco. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to the Armand Wiggins Radio Show.
Get in here, everybody, get in here. Get in here, everybody. Yes, come for the gathering. Get in here, everybody. Oh, yes, we got to get into some things. What's going on, everybody? Get in here, everybody. It's your boy Armand, and we are back with another video. Oh, my God, I'm put all that baby oil on me. I'm just shining like this. That is ridiculous. Make sure you can hear me. Okay, y'all good? Boom. Get in here. Okay? What is going on? How is everybody doing? Good evening, good afternoon, good day. Happy Sunday, each and every one of you beautiful people. All right, we got to get into some things, all right? Last night was an iconic night. It was a star-studded night. But before we get into all of that, if you're a returning subscriber, well, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. Baby, I am shining, yeah. All of this, and it, you know, it's like when you go to the... to go to church, but your grandma get like a big thing of Vaseline and put it all over you. I did not mean to put that much baby oil on, and it was not showing up like that. It was not doing all that. But at least you know my skin is hydrated. I use this baby oil, and I use I forget the name of this lotion, but I'm out of it. But it's so good; it makes my skin so soft because I am super. I have super dry skin. But anyway, it's not about me, and it's not about my dry skin, and it's not about the oil. At least you know a nigga is moisturized. Jesus, at least I'm not ashy. How y'all doing? Y'all doing good? Great. A lot of people were waiting for me to get into this video. Now, I'm seeing a lot of stuff about Hennessy in the comments. I don't know what's going on with Hennessy and Cardi B. And I don't want to talk about it. You guys, when we do the calling number, if you guys want to bring it up and let me know what's going on, that's fine. But I want to talk about the birthday, and I want to talk about Offset, and I want to talk about Cardi B, and I want to talk about the City Girls and things like that. Speaking of the City Girls, that party last night was a star-studded event. I'll have to tell you. Everybody who was anybody, for the most part, was at that party. At Cardi B's birthday party in Las Vegas. The only person that they were missing at that party was honestly me. But, you know, in due time, maybe I'll make the next one. But, you had Jason Lee there. You had Tiana Taylor. You had Blame It On Quay. You had, they say Kylie Jenner was there. I didn't see Kylie. I still don't think she was there. I had her in the title. I took her out because everybody said that she was at the party. I didn't see Kylie Jenner at the party. I seen Kylie Jenner in Vegas. in a hotel, but I definitely didn't see her at the party. But anyway, y'all say she was there, so maybe she was there. Perhaps she just did a walk in and walk out because she was on a private jet on the way back to L.A. by 1 a.m. And I feel like the party really didn't start till 12:31. So I don't know. I didn't see Kylie, but they said Kylie was there. I mean, it was just everybody who was anybody was there, you know, from the Love and Hip Hop Z-listers to A-listers like Kylie and everybody in between. And from Instagram to, you know, Silas and girl, they had the EJ was there and he was trying to get a picture of Megan Thee Stallion, but he looked like he was so far back. He was zoomed all the way in. You know, when you can tell somebody ain't really right there in the crowd, they zoomed in. It looked like he was somewhere way in the back and he zoomed in on Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B. So I could tell he really wasn't that close. And also, I was looking at everybody's story. Okay, I was looking at everybody's story because there was definitely levels to that party. Like there were the City Girls and Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion was. That was like a VIP. But then you had like the Instagram section. Then they had like the little blogger section. They had like it was like a hierarchy in that mother. You know, everybody just wasn't in Cardi B's face, and everybody just wasn't right there. It was sectioned off. Okay, everybody couldn't go everywhere. But who managed to get everywhere was that darn Bobby Lights. She's a kiki and a hoot and a cackle. Oh, my God. And Bobby Lights got pretty much some of the best footage of the night. Bobby Lights is a freaking kiki, though, if you ask me. I'll say this. Let's just start with speaking of Megan Thee Stallion being there, because I didn't think Megan was going to be there, but she was there. And the City Girls were there. Let me show you a little picture. I think I have a picture of them, if you guys haven't seen it. Meg and JT. Now, here's the thing. I'll tell you this one thing about Megan Thee Stallion. That woman, and I don't know. I don't care. I just have to call it like I see it. Megan Thee Stallion knows how to play the game. I mean, Megan Thee Stallion, either she's the fakest person on the planet or the smartest. Because Megan Thee Stallion is the only person I know that could be shading you in a song, shading you on live, and then you see her in person, and then she acts like you guys are BFFs. Like, all of this wasn't going on. I mean, she was shading Cardi B with Nicki Minaj. And she shaded Cardi B in several interviews before. Then they got a number one record together. Then she took the City Girl song and added it to her Hot Girl Summer. And that was a whole beat. And the City Girls were shading her back. And now they're cool. JT is definitely known for throwing shade at Cardi. She said, remember, she's on video saying Cardi B had Love and Hip Hop to help her. Then she's on video saying that she'd diss Nicki Minaj if she have to get where she need to go. But yet she's at this party. And she was also the same girl that was on Twitter saying that she didn't, you know, why should they have to promote WAP when the City Girls, I mean, nobody goes and promotes the City Girl stuff. So she was feeling some type of way. But she wasn't feeling too bad because she also tweeted after the party. Let me show you what she tweeted after the party. I think I got it here. Here we go. She also tweeted after the party. Cardi party, the mother duck's littlest I've been since I... Oh, the littlest I've been since I've been... Home, a movie. So now she's back cool with Cardi B, and she lives for Cardi B right now. But I get it. So, you know, it's a lot of fakeness. It's a lot of phony. It's a lot of playing the game. And, you know, this is just how it works. But it's good to see that the girls are, you know, they were cool for the night. So, but Megan Thee Stallion, she damn sure knows how to play that game. And I guess JT goes and says, listen, I said what I said, but that was 5 years ago. We cool now. And so they was all in VIP, kikiing and doing their thing. And I guess there was nobody feeling some type of way about the City Girls not being in the WAP video and all of that. So that's good to see. Megan Thee Stallion was twerking and the City Girls were twerking and Young Miami was twerking and Cardi B was turned up. Okay? And while we were all at home just watching it, let me see. Let me get that off screen. Now, let's get into what you guys want to talk about. Cardi being Offset, being back together. Now, before we get into Cardi being Offset, being back together, I do want to say as far as the party, hold on. Where's the picture? Okay. As far as the party, that was a phenomenal party. It was like like some type of Aladdin, some type of, you know, like genie Aladdin theme party. I thought it was cool. I thought the venue was cool. Cardi B had been trying to figure out where to throw her party. And shoot, I told her to throw somewhere in L.A., do a beach, go to Miami. But Vegas was a good idea because Vegas is open. She wanted to do it in L.A., but she ended up doing it in Vegas, which I think was great. It looked amazing. The cake was nice. I mean, she looked like she had a ball. It was packed. It was well put together. It was a beautiful, 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 beautiful party. Now, if I do have some criticism, I'll have to be honest with you. I did not like Cardi B's dress. And I did not like Cardi B's hair. I did not like it. I felt like the dress, I liked the top of the dress. I didn't like the bottom. I kind of felt like it looked like she wasn't finished getting dressed. Or I feel like, you know, I don't know. It didn't do what it needed to do for her body, for me. And I didn't like the hair. It was a little too big and all over the place for me. But outside of that, I liked the party. I thought it was cool, and I liked she was having fun. It looked nice. Now, I know that the COVID sticklers are out, and they're like, you know, nobody's wearing a mask. Here's the thing, guys. People are not going to these parties leaving their mask on. It's just people are not wearing the masks. People are over it. People are ready to live their lives. So people are, you know, having a heart attack about, you know, people not wearing the mask. You know what? They're not. It is what it is. They're not wearing the masks. They're going to the clubs. They're partying. They ain't wearing the mask. It is what it is. I don't really know what to say about that, but they ain't wearing the mask. And if you at a party, I don't think a mask is going to really save you. It's like, don't go out. You know what I mean? What are you going to do, wear a mask at the club for? I mean, really, that's not going to do anything. It really isn't. It really, really, really isn't, in my opinion. Now, the thing that everybody was talking about was the fact that her and Offset might be together. And let me just show you, if you hadn't seen, and then we'll talk, okay? So this is why. I mean, clearly she kissed him. And let me show you just, first of all, let me show you Bobby Lights when he brought her to Rolls Royce. Mind you, now this is my own. I didn't put it in here because I'm not trying to be messy. But baby, listen, if you know that you know, there is some parts of these clips. If you go and dig into it, bruh, a kiki. If you get into Cardi B's face or you get into, but I'm not trying to start now, I'm not trying to be messy, but baby, go look at these videos. I chopped it, so you it won't be in this video, but you got to go through Bobby Light's. You know what? I might just put it up here just for giggles. You know, but because I don't mean any harm. I'll put it up at the end just as a kiki because it's a kiki. I even sent it to Cardi. I'm like, girl, look at your face, girl. It's a key. It's a key. This is why people are not going to like me because they're going to think I'm messy. But girl, I'm an idiot. Okay, I'll play it for you guys at the end. I'll play it for you guys just because I'm a mess. But anyway, but let's just get into the other stuff. And then somebody remind me to bring those clips up. Okay. Oh, God. So this is Bobby Light creating this whole frigid.
Yes, Offset. Up a culture. Yes, culture. Yes, culture.
Okay, so y'all see the dress. I feel like she needs to reveal it. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like for the dress, for me, I feel like just take that white part off. So that's why I didn't really like the dress. But he brought her this Rolls Royce and a custom seat with a Coulter's name in it, and they start hollering, take Offset back, and black love. So that's what they start saying. Okay. There's a lot of tea in this, and I'm not going to be messy, though. Baby, there's a lot of tea in this. Hold on. And then, okay, so I can't play this, but then this is what, first of all, Offset did exactly what he needed to do right here. Because Miss Mama's right here in the gray jumping, okay? And I think he might have caught that jumping on an accident in the dark gray. And he knew that he needed to move that thing to the right because that thing's jumping. Watch. Miss Mama's is jumping. Miss Mama's is throwing it. Miss Mama's is throwing it, baby. Miss Mama's and the black girl is over there throwing it. And that thing is moving. You see, Austin has to move. He said, oh, wait. Let me get out the way. I ain't got time. But he caught him a little piece. Miss Mama's was moving, though. That booty was jumping, baby. He had got out the way. He had to get out the way on that. But he... She all on top of him. Let's watch that one more time. Now, Chow, now, listen. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not mad at them being back together. It's nothing wrong with getting some birthday D. I feel like Cardi B was a little tipsy. And I feel like her man was there. Here's the thing, and I almost feel like, child, you know, they could have had a little threesome. You know, they do stuff like that together, even in one of these clips. I'm going to play the clip. She was like, she ain't ate no cat in a while, and she would do it tonight, and she own, and whatever. And I feel like, girl, pay it. Get your life. I feel like pay it and get your life. Hold on. Let me see if I got the clip. Oh, no, I'm not going to put that on here because it's playing music and stuff, and I don't want that to mess up my stream. But, yeah, she was – okay, so I'm saying this. Okay, here's what I'll say. Y'all just got to go back when she was talking about she was drunk and she ain't ate cat in a while in some years, but she'll do it tonight, which means Offset probably – you know, they probably got that thing going. Miss Black Girl with the thing that was throwing it, and her and Offset, they probably got it popping last night. And I'm not mad at her. Here's the thing. That's your husband. People are upset. People are upset that they are back together. People are throwing shade and saying that Cardi B, like, you know, she did it for clout. Here's the thing. The only people that are upset are the people that are surprised. Why are we surprised that she took Offset back? I remember I told you guys that I felt like she was not going to divorce him. I didn't feel like it was going to be over. I felt like she just wanted some attention, and she needed him to play his role. However, Offset was being a little bit, you know, Offset was being a little manipulative. Okay, I'm going to come buy you a car. I'm going to come be at your birthday. Excuse me. And I'm going to get back in. But it's like, no, it takes more than that. So if I'm Cardi B, yeah, I'm going to probably kiss you when I'm going to be in the mood tonight because I know that that's probably you thinking we good. Nigga, we not good. But tonight we going to be good. You still my husband. I still have feelings for you. Whatever. We got a baby together. You're going to come buy me a car. Whatever. You're going to be at my birthday party. I'm not going to have another dude here. I'm not going to act like I don't want to be feeling single on my birthday. Like, she probably didn't want to even deal with all of that. So, yeah, he here. He doing what he have to do, whatever, whatever, whatever. But we still got our issues. Don't think because it's my birthday that it's all over. So, yeah, that's still her husband. That's still her baby daddy. He still be around. And, you know, Offset, I find it that Offset comes around more when she's done. So sometimes she does these things for him to get attention, for his attention. The last time she was going to divorce him, the nigga was bombarding her concerts. So if she's wanting that attention and she's wanting him to sacrifice, she's probably going to, you know, welcome him back when he starts winning. And he does it most when she acts like she's going to leave. And so he starts coming back like a little puppy dog. Until he gets her back, and then he starts doing his thing. However, I think that, you know, she should stick with it if she wants to leave him, because I don't feel like the relationship is going to last, because just because he buys your car, just because he comes around on your birthday, does not mean that the relationship is going to last, because you guys still have other issues that need to be dealt with. However, I'm not going to sit up here and beat her up about kissing her husband and her baby's father on her birthday when it's like, girl, what else are you going to do? Kissing is the least. I would have banged him. You feel me? Like, go ahead and I bang the nigga too. It's your birthday. Nigga, you in Vegas. You one of the richest, most famous people in the world. On your birthday, you got people flying all across the country to come celebrate your birthday. Bitch, I'm definitely going to get me some dude. And if Offset, you here, then it's going to be you. And you know what? We got a couple bad chicks with us too. So I want Offset, and we want you, and we're going to get it in Vegas. They didn't go to sleep till 8 o'clock this morning. I don't know what y'all be acting like y'all don't go through relationships, or y'all don't be in situations with men or women and act like when you say you done the first, the second, or the third time, you just so done. That's a lie. You know, I've learned my lesson. I don't even get invested in people's relationships like that. And I notice, like, the people that really feel some type of way are super invested in somebody else's relationship. I don't really get that invested in people's relationship. Damn sure not getting that invested in somebody's marriage. Because you know what happens? 9 times out of 10, they don't leave that person and they end up turning on you. Because they come to you with all this advice and you feel some type of way and you're telling them that, you know, you should leave them, you should leave them, you should leave them. And then they don't end up leaving them. Then the person that that you was telling them to leave ends up not liking you. So then it causes a rift between you and the person that you're friends with. And then it's awkward. And then every time they get with the person, the friend that was talking to you about the relationship, they start to get distance because they know that they shouldn't be with them, but they tired of telling you that they're going to break up with them, because then you start telling them that, girl, whatever, you're not going to leave him, you're not going to leave him. So they start feeling bad and feeling guilty, and it just becomes a whole mess because they don't want to leave the person, but they don't want to tell you that they don't want to leave the person, but they done told you so many times that now you're frustrated because you done got emotionally involved in it. And it's like, listen, that's your man. That's your marriage, girl. Good luck. When anybody comes and tells me that they're going to be leaving their husband, it goes in one ear and out the other, girl. Good luck. Whatever. I'm not getting involved in that. Just like somebody, you know, that's like, you know, when people get into it with their siblings. Don't come call me and tell me, like, even with Hennessy and Cardi B, if they beefing, what I'm going to do? Go online and talk about it. Listen, that's her sister. They'll be back. They'll be cool. Trust me. They unfollowed each other. Whatever. They being petty. They're sisters. It doesn't matter what me, you, or anybody got to say. They'll be back cool. That's like one of my friends that they're twins. They try to vent to me about the other one. Girl, don't vent to me about your sister, because I'm not going to tell you anything bad about your sister, or I'm not going to drag your sister to you, because that's still your twin sister. And girl, at the end of the day, you guys, once you guys get cool, you're going to kick me out. So don't put me in the middle of it. Same thing with people's marriage and people's relationships. Don't put me in the middle of it, because you don't need to be in the middle of mine. Because you know what? Today I might want to leave the nigga, and tomorrow I might love him. And you know what? If you're my friend, you just need to understand that that's how it goes. Period. That's how it goes. That's literally how it goes. So I don't get involved in people's relationships like that. because I don't want, listen, I don't want you to feel like you got to hide it from me or this and the third. Girl, you call me with your, you breaking up. Okay, good luck, girl. And I'm be the one that, so you talk to your husband. Listen, I'm not going to tell you to leave the nigga. If that's what you want to hear, you can vent to me, but girl, you're going to be back with him. That's your husband, that's your baby daddy. And then once I listen to the reason why you want to leave, I can usually be like, oh, okay, girl, this is not over. So when I found out that this was about, her not pretty much getting attention and her arguing this and that, I'm like, oh, girl, no. They'll be back together. The only way that it'll be done is if he had a baby. If he would have had a baby on her, it'd have been over. But him just kind of, they having a little relationship tips, girl, I'm not getting involved in that. And I don't care. I really don't care. Good luck. But the thing is, neither should you. And I cannot believe so many people want to see this girl miserable. So many people want to see this girl, you know, broken up. Now, granted, Offset might not be the best guy. We get it. But I just think people just want to see her broken up just because they're like, break up with him, break up with him, break up, break up. Girl, you break up with your man. You break up with your nigga that you've been going back and forth with for the last 10 years, 6 years. He can't get it right. You over here watching, you talking to counselors, getting tarot readings, psychic readings. You going to your best friend. You doing it. The nigga ain't going to change. You got all the messages and all the answers. The nigga ain't going to change, but then you mad at Cardi B because she done took her nigga back. Quit playing. Stop playing. Stop playing. Stop playing. Stop playing. I'm sure it's a person right now that want to love reading. Right now, listening. But you worried about what Cardi B doing. So, I'm just saying. And I'm not saying that she should stay with the nigga, but I'm saying that should not, I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, she was doing it for clout. No, I don't think she was doing it for clout. I think that she did it. And here's the thing. It was public record. I believe the Daily Mail or one of these blogs called and was like, this story is coming out. And then, boom, Jason Lee ended up putting it out. So once you file for divorce, that's public record. So somebody, you know, must have leaked it. She didn't put that out. People are digging. And then she got a call like, hey, we're putting this out. And then she got in front of it and just gave it to Jason Lee, is what I heard, allegedly. That's the tea. So it wasn't like she was trying to make this big announcement that she was divorced and Offset. It just came out because the people are so nosy, they were digging. Oh, Page Six, Hollywood. Yeah, whatever. I forgot where I heard that from. Somebody said that. But that sounds about right. Or they said, let's play back your tarot reading. You said they will get back together. See, I knew they would get back together. Did I say that in the reading? See, I probably did say that. So yeah, those are my thoughts on it. So we can take some phone calls and I will listen to, I want to hear what you guys say. So let's get into some things. Let's talk about it. What y'all think? If you haven't done so, please make sure you subscribe. We need at least 100 people, or let's start slow. Let's get 10 people to hit the subscribe button right now. Y'all know me, because I will get up off here. We are on the road to 100K, so please go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Uh-oh, we got to make sure that our other thing is live. And I'm going to be coming to pull some calls, okay? Yes!
In the mix. Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand.
All right, let's see where we are. I'm going to try to find the phone number. Send me the number. I said I forgot to talk about Megan. No, I talked about Megan earlier. I said it, Megan. I said Megan is either the smartest person in the world or the fakest person in the world, because that woman is the only woman that I know that can insult you, throw you shade, and then end up looking like she your BFF in your face. That woman knows how to play the game. Okay. 4657, you are live on the air.
Ooh, it's first. It's good to be the first person. How you doing, Armand?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right since that last phone call.
Talk to me.
Okay, so yeah, well, here's just for me, okay? I personally don't really care about Cardi B and unfaithful sex relationship. She won't be the first or last person with her boyfriend or her husband every quarter moon just to take him back later on. Okay, that thing just kind of happens. For me, okay, it's a few things. It's the attention seeking. I think
okay.
This whole thing was a publicity stunt, and it was for attention. And with Cardi, if you really sit back and just
hold on. They said they can't hear. Hold on. Hold on. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, they should better hear you now, I think.
Okay. Okay, so my whole thing is this. When you look at history, you look at the timeline of all these times where, you know, Cardi is doing something for attention, because she does, look how convenient the timing is. Okay, and I hate to say this, but I'm gonna go ahead and call it out.
Hold on. They're saying it's low now. I don't know why it's giving this. Hold on. This is the devil trying to play in my face. Give me one second.
Right.
The devil likes to play in my face. Hold on.
He does.
Now it's echoing. Why is it doing that? Hold on. Let me gather this real quick, because I'm not sure what the chief is right quick. Hold on. Let me gather this audio real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. So I kind of hate to say this, but you know what? There's already a few of us that think it. Here it is. Nicki Minaj can die pregnant. Right? From the time her pregnancy was announced to the pregnancy pictures all the way until she had the baby, Nicki ain't said a word, all right? But here comes, you know, classic Cardi with some sort of attention-seeking thing. Here comes a divorce, okay? And here comes this surprise. Well, you know what? I'm going to take him back. I'm like, okay, this keeps happening. Okay, so for me, it's the attention seeking, and it's every time it's to like kind of bring things full circle back to her. I'm like, look, we already.
Wait a minute. So you think this has to do with Nicki Minaj?
Every time something happens in the media when the news is not on her or anybody, she brings it back. Cardi brings it back to her. She's jumping in pools. She's showing her stuff on IG. She ranting. And it's always every time Nicki is in the news for something, great or small. Now, I'm like, it's like, come on. We already know you're not going to leave the dude. And it's okay. Look, that shows up. I don't think anybody wants Offset but Cardi B. Now, to what you said earlier, okay, I get people may have their little attitudes and may be really coming at her hard. But Armand, and I'm not trying to get at you, I really ain't. You kind of have to give people permission to just react to what's coming across our computer screen or our phone screen. I didn't know anything about this until I logged on to Facebook, and they're talking about it, and it's being talked about on Instagram and Twitter. Okay, nobody's asking these people about, you know, their relationship information. They're putting it on blast for us to look at, and like most attention seekers, when they post stuff, they want people to talk about it. So here we are, and this is just our opinions about it. So we kind of got to have permission to, you know, to just react to what we're not asking for, but we're looking at, if that's fair.
Right, but Yes, you're right. But at the same time, is she, was she asking by going to file for a divorce, was she asking for it to become public information and for you to have an opinion on it?
Then she kind of asked for that anytime. When you become a public figure, everything you do is scrutinized. Everything. Because we don't like people talking about our faves. We don't. I hate when people hate on Nicki Minaj, but at the same time, I understand that the public figure that she is, she's going to be scrutinized, she's going to be talked about, and we're just going to have to sit and eat our food and just deal with it. Okay, so she has to do the same thing. Anything that you do is publicized, and it's being talked about. And that's just the way the piece is going to air, and that's just where they fall.
Well, thank you, Boo. We got to move on. Thank you for getting to some things. I love you for calling. Bye. Okay, let's take another call. 2755, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. I'm so sorry.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
All right, there you go. Hey, I just want you to know I am a loner, okay? I don't really mess with nobody, not even my family. But if I was to ever meet you, I swear you would be my best friend. You just don't even know.
Yeah,
me, okay?
Let's get into it, okay? Period.
As far as Cardi B, I personally feel like why don't people think logically? You know what I'm saying? This is a woman and a man that were married, are married. You know what I'm saying? They're going through a rough patch, whatever the case may be. They have a child.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to. This is exactly what they're supposed to do. Why are we downing them for something that they're supposed to do? It's like everybody has so many opinions, but here, I mean, like, I got aunties that run to the same dude. I mean, aunties be out there fist fighting, okay? It could be way worse, but we still run back to them.
And this
together.
Is her husband, and you have a
That's
kid together. So it's like, so you're supposed to be just saying, like, I'm done, and then move on. That's not even fair because
that's,
it's like none of us do that. How many of us left our boyfriends or girlfriends the first time? You know what I mean? There's people that are in toxic marriages now that won't leave. And they've been in them for 50 years, 10 years,
that's
20 years,
saying.
And you still won't leave the nigga.
Okay, it could be way worse. But we sit here down in this woman for something that we supposed to do. You know what I mean? They have a child together, so we get mad at the stereotype of baby mama and baby daddy, and oh, you know, us as black women or whatever the case may be, we always run. Oh, you can't see your kids. This and that. I gotta go. And nope, you can't. You know what I'm saying? But why are we putting her down for not? You know what I'm saying? Is that what y'all want her to do? Y'all want her to run off and be like, oh, you can't see the kids and woo woo woo? Like, come on, man. Make it make sense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's a give and take situation. That's their relationship. That's what they're supposed to do, man. And I just feel like when it comes to you or whomever, it's a different story. But because they're in the limelight, it's different. Or you want her to do so bad? Like, come on now, us as women, we gotta change that. Not everybody wants to be a baby mom. That's not the goal. I wasn't raised that way. My dad said that he was bringing me up as the princess to be the queen. You know what I mean? So I'm supposed to move like that, walk like that, talk like that. So, I mean,
and my
hey,
thing is, while we bring, because people are bringing Nicki Minaj up, I think that people, I mean, it's, and I'm not defending Offset, but I think that while we're running around defending, you know, Cardi, I mean, dragging Offset and Cardi, I mean, but you got Nicki Minaj had a whole baby with a nigga that ain't even got no money and got a criminal record.
And that, hey, as quiet as it's kept, can he even be around?
And everybody
now?
Running
that's
around happy.
Name?
Happy.
Right. But, you know, that's the world we live in. It's so weird. But you so quick to be like, yeah, my auntie ain't leaving him, this and that. Or my mama stayed with him and he was doing this and that and the third. What's the difference with her? Like, come on. It's crazy. Like,
thank
I think
you,
we
Carla.
Should show support. You know, just show support. Because if it
we
was you,
move on.
Everybody will be up in arms. Love you.
Yes. Mom. Love you too. Thanks for calling. Bye. Yes, we got a full queue, so I might be cutting you guys off a little bit because we got a full queue. But if you guys, we can get some more subscribers, we'll up it to 20. We need 20, and I'll stay on a little longer. Let's drop it. Let's get it popping. If you haven't hit the subscribe button, please do it now. 8876, you're live on the air.
Is this me right now?
Yes, that's you.
right, dope. I just want to two things. I completely agree with you about people minding their business and not being surprised about them getting back together at all. Because secondly, I am a proud bar, but I don't think that the topic of Nicki Minaj is too necessary in this situation, because again, she doesn't have anything to do with it, and she
right.
is nurturing a beautiful baby right now. So I don't know why that person did that, but we don't feel that.
Right. It had nothing to do with Nicki Minaj, because the Barbs definitely don't want to talk about Kenneth Petty, I'm sure. Right?
I mean, it didn't have to do with him either. Like,
no, it doesn't.
But
it could be a comparison. But I'm sure you'd rather not discuss that. But like I said,
I wouldn't be one to compare. But I mean, we all have faults. People have faults. I wouldn't compare
right.
though, because again, it's this. The topic is Offset and Cardi B, and I hope they're happy with their decision.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Period. Okay, let's keep it moving. 9569. Hey. I cannot hear you. You got to call back. I cannot hear that. 3007.
Hey, Amon. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm well. You know, one of the reasons why I really enjoy listening to your show is because you stick to what you need to stick to, and you don't get into other people's businesses in terms of their relationships and or their marriages. I am probably to believe that some of these people that are downing this woman as far as her marriage to her husband and her baby's father are probably not married and never been married. My thing is this. It took me almost 10 years to leave the person that I was married to, and there was nobody in the world that could tell me what to do before I wanted to do it. She has a baby with this man. And, you know,
and it's her first child, too.
And it's her first child. So whatever she decides to do with this man and their relationship, that's her business. A lot of us women go through, you know, just wanting the attention of a man. Oh, I can't get it. Okay, cool. So I'll just do something drastic to get it. Okay? The other thing is, she didn't just go online and say, I'm divorcing him. That's not what happened. She knew the story was coming out. Her friend, Jason Lee, called him and was like, hey, girl, I'm going to go. This is out. Okay, cool. That's her friend. You go ahead. You got the exclusive. You leak it. That's it and that's all. It's not like she was like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to record me going to the courthouse and filing the papers and I'm getting rid
right.
of this N-word. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just need to mind their business in terms of other people's relationship. Like, it's probably a woman out there right now married to a man, been married to a man for less than a year, getting her head beat in every other day,
Ooh.
And nobody has anything to say about her.
Well, no, especially if she's not rich or famous. And then let's not start adding other variables to it, because then we just start making excuses for why it's okay
and
for other women to deal with stuff.
And
then,
let's
but
go ahead and throw
okay.
in there that the man is probably broken, can't even buy her a damn McDonald's
Ooh.
Happy Meal.
Well.
So I need people to mind their business in terms of other people's relationship. Like, that's not cool at all. Be happy for this woman and whatever it is that she decided to do with her life.
Period.
And that's it. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. We had got into some things. Ooh. Listen, guys, make sure you guys subscribe. Five, four, five, two. All right, guys, make
hey,
sure you guys
Armand.
Don't get that. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I got a few things to say. I do think that Megan is just fake. Like, I seen it a long time ago. I also think that Cardi is the smart one in the situation. She is the one who needed a hit. So, of course, she reached out to Megan, like, and Megan, of course, she wasn't going to say no. So, of course, she's going to smile on her face and act like she didn't say anything. So I think Cardi's the smart one. As far as, like, the party, the dress was awful.
Mm.
It was awful. And I do think that Offset is being manipulative. Like, you're just going to buy somebody a car after you cheat on them, like, that's not going to make everything better. So I don't.
Well,
like
he didn't
that
cheat
part.
On her this time. That's not what they divorced. But I get it. It's like, why is that the thing in Hollywood? Okay, let's buy each other. Like, how many cars can you buy a person? Like, that's all they do. Everybody just buys each other cars back and forth. It's just like.
Exactly. She can't even drive, so I think that was kind of pointless.
Right.
But I do think that he's very manipulative. And, I mean, if it was just, like, over an argument, then I don't see, like, why she wouldn't want to take her husband back. Like, it's just an argument. Like, you can work that out. If it was cheating, then no, because this is not his first time.
Right.
But that's pretty much all I had to say about this situation.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for being a part of the show. Bye. Okay, let's take another caller. 0091, you're live on the air.
All right, what's up? Hello, am I?
Yeah, hi, what's going on with that?
Hey, what's up? So, first off, I want to say I do watch your show every day. I watch them. I sometimes stay up till midnight, you know, watch for a while. But I have a couple things I do want to say. Well, first off, I don't know. I do love your show and everything, like I said, but I feel like sometimes you can be a little biased on some stuff. But I mean, I do for the most part. I feel like you keep it 100, so that's why I do watch your show. But
mm-hmm.
I just want to like normalize, like you know, or I just want us to normalize, like when somebody like does you wrong, like they shouldn't have to do you wrong a couple of times for you to you know be like, okay, I feel like I should move on, like and. With the whole Cardi and Offset situation, I feel like Cardi really, she's Libra like my mom. So I feel like Libras, they can be delusional sometimes and they can kind of go and kind of let a guy do them wrong and wrong and wrong before they like really get it and be able to move on. So I feel like mm-hmm. Cardi, she kind of reminds me of my mom. And I'm like, I've seen my mom date horrible men. And I'm just like, you know, mom, you really deserve better. You're a queen. Like you shouldn't have to go through all this for a guy to show you that you're, you know, better than that. So I feel like she definitely should move on. I don't think they should work it out, but I don't get invested in people's relationships. I'm really like I'm not going to say I'm a barb, but I grew up listening to Nicki, but I kind of listen to all the females for all different reasons, like Meg, Asian, Rico, like all of them. So I listen to all the girls because they give different stuff to the scene, you know, but I don't know. I want to say that about that. And then another thing, about Meg, I think she's cool too, but I definitely feel like she's a little too friendly, so she kind of gets in a lot of situations with people because she just kind of makes herself a little bit too available, and so she just always finds herself in bad situations as far as, like, you know, the whole Tory Lanez and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I mean, but at some point, you know, I mean, here's the thing when it comes to relationships, right? You can have your opinion on it, just like you probably felt like your mom, whatever, like you deserve better, right? And you feel like Cardi deserves better. You can tell somebody that till you're blue in the face. But until they're ready to move on, nothing's going to happen. And what ends up happening is you, the person that sees the potential in them, sees the worth and the value in them, you begin to be frustrated, and then it turns into a conflict between you and your friend or you and your mom because you feel like they deserve better and they're not listening and you're trying to tell them, but you don't realize that you cannot make them ready to leave a situation until they're ready. So in order to keep your peace, right, and maintain your relationship with whomever that is, you have to understand where to step back and say, listen, I'm here to support you, but I'm not in it. And that's all I'm saying in regard to the Cardi B situation. I'm not going to sit up here and be like, you need to do this, that, and the third, when it's like, girl, you're going to do what you want to do with your relationship anyway, and I'm not trying to be in the middle of that because that's your man. That's like,
right.
You know,
and see,
you can't tell
I can
somebody
feel you on that, like,
how to do.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel you on that. I agree. Like, I agree on that. So, I mean, and I do have one more thing I have to say, and then I'll get off because I know you got a lot of people waiting. I do want to say, like I said, I do love Nicki. Like, I feel like she's really the queen, but you know, Cardi's cool, and too, she's like a hype girl for me, so she kind of gives the hypeness, but Nicki's just that girl, you know. But mm-hmm. as far as, like, her situation with the baby and Kenny, I feel like that you can't really compare that to Offset, really.
Okay, let's
Cardi
not do
because
it,
because
I don't want you to say nothing about Kenny and the R word. We're doing real good on the show today, so I don't want you to say that word. So let's just stop right there, because I feel like, you know, Kenny, he has strong allegations attached to him. Okay, so we got, you'll slip up and drop the R word on him, but thank you so much. So I don't want to, because he's attached to the R word. We don't want to drop that here. We're doing good. Let's take a cup. Well, actually, how much time we got? Because we're about to get on out of here. We got some more videos to drop, and we got some more things to get into. And we have not got our 20 extra subscriber goal. One two, you live on the air.
What's going on with your Armand?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. The first thing I would say, it's not your time.
It's not your time. It's not your time.
It's not your time.
Hallelujah.
It's not your time. Tell your neighbor, it's not your time. Baby, what if that big muffin? It was not her time. But no, some real shit. I don't know why everybody. Boy, you so damn funny for that shit. I don't know why everybody's tripping.
Oh. It was not your time either. All right, 8079. You are live on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Just wanted to say that I love your show. I love watching it. I tune in every time you go live. And also wanted to give my two cents. You're welcome. I wanted to give my two cents on the Cardi B and Offset situation.
Okay.
I personally wish her the best. It sucks because, you know, I've been kind of in that situation, you know, growing up without a father and just, you know, my mother having to provide for all three of us. And
mm-hmm.
I can only imagine how she must feel. But like I said, I wish her the absolute best.
Thank you.
And I don't like how, you know, people that haven't been in her shoes have a lot to say. It's like you're just on the outside looking in. You don't know, you know, what's happening. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah, and to all of my wonderful LGBTQ plus community people, happy coming out day. I think that's
I didn't know today was happy coming out day. But thank you.
I think
you.
It is, yeah. You're welcome.
Well, thank
you. Have
you
a good night.
For the support. You too. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, listen. The spirit gave me advice to wrap the show right.